Kupuna Wiki was previously recorded.
Welcome to Kupuna Wiki, Hawaii's senior resource, the radio show that helps you find answers on important topics like finances, senior housing, estate planning, real estate, health, and much more. Now, let's join Kupuna Wiki hosts Brandon Lau and Andrew Leon.
Aloha and welcome to the Kupuna Wiki radio show. This month, we are talking about senior housing, and in studio, we have Kylie Maneha, sales director at Ilima at Lehano Senior Living. Kupuna Wiki is Hawaii's senior resource. We talk to the best local professionals in the state regarding topics such as real estate, senior housing, estate planning, finance, and health that our kupuna families can find the best resources in the midst of a life transition. We strive to make sure our seniors are informed and supported every step of the way. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Brandon Lau.
I'm Andrew Leong,
your host for the Kupuna Wiki radio show.
If you miss any of our shows on air, the Kupuna Wiki radio show is available as a podcast and can be found on Spotify, Apple, and Podbean for your listening pleasure. Our title sponsor for today is Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors, providing you with the best real estate information so you can make the most informed decisions. As they like to say, real estate is about choice. To contact them, call 808-753-9033.
And now we have our real estate tip of the week, brought to you by Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors.
When looking for a rental property, you need to consider the full cost of owning and repairing. Beyond the purchase price, there are several costs associated with owning a rental property. Consider property taxes, insurance, maintenance, and potential repairs. Have a thorough understanding of the condition of the property and anticipate any major repairs or renovations that might be necessary in the near future. This will help you budget appropriately and avoid unforeseen financial burdens.
For more information on things to look out for in purchasing your next investment property, contact Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors at 808-753-9033. Again, today we have the pleasure of welcoming back Kylie Maneha. She is the sales director of Ilima at Lehano Senior Living. Welcome back, Kylie. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me again.
Now, lots happened personally since you were on the last time. Your family has grown.
It has.
And you're still smiling.
Mm-hmm.
So with number three now in tow and your other two boys, how's life?
It's busy, but you know, I like to tell people, I love my chaotic life. Mm-hmm. I love working in chaos. It's never boring. And so, yeah, my third boy came and he just turned 3 months. And That's my amazing. Two older boys are very excited to be big brothers.
I'm sure they are. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's one other person to help with the chores, right?
Of course.
Now, you are the senior, you're the sales director at Lehano, Ilima Lehano Senior Living. Mm-hmm. And for those who haven't heard of you before and what you do, maybe you can share a little bit about your background and then talk a little bit about the community.
Yeah, of course. So I am a local girl, so born and raised in Hawaii. Yeah. After high school, I attended Hofstra University in Long Island, New York, graduated mm-hmm. with my Bachelor's of Science in Community Health, and ended up also pursuing my Master's in Health Administration from the University of Scranton. Mm-hmm. And, you know, being a local girl, of course, I missed home, especially when I started my family. So after spending some time in the medical device field, I moved home and joined hospice organization, where I completely fell in love with the long-term care industry. Mm-hmm. And so I continued my career in Los Angeles as well. Being in the hospice organization, I went into tons and tons of senior living communities and got to spend time with the residents and the management team there. And so when I was moving back home and I saw an opening at Ilima at Lehano, which is in Kapolei, and I grew up in Makakilo, I thought it was a sign. And so I went through the rigorous interview process, and now I've been there for the last 4 years and completely love it and look forward to another 4 years. And, you know, on a more personal level, like you said, I am a boy mom, so I have three little boys. Right now, I'm in my sports mom era, you know, so I love to attend their sports games, soccer, baseball, love going to the beach, and also love being a homebody as well.
You know, the cool thing about Kapolei and Eva Plains, I mean, you have a lot of soccer field, you have a lot of baseball field, you have a lot of things for families to do. So you're probably all over there, all over those recreational areas, right?
Yeah, all over. And, you know, with the Kapolei area too, it's, you know, being called the second city. So it's easily accessible to a lot of different facilities. Mm-hmm. There's indoor soccer, there's outdoor soccer, there's baseball. And as everyone probably knows, Kapolei hardly rains. So it's always nice outside to spend time in the outdoors.
Yeah. Now, aside from being a, you know, family-friendly or kid-friendly community, you have your community, Ilima Elejano, which is a senior living community, and it's done very, very well.
Mm-hmm.
And it really is serving the needs of the seniors in that part of the island. Maybe you can share a little bit about Ilima.
Yeah, of course. So Ilima Elejano provides resort-style living for mm-hmm. Kupuna residents. We offer independent living, assisted living, and memory care. Mm-hmm. And so we're located right off of Fort Barrett Road and Kapolei Parkway near the Marriott Residence Inn and Embassy Suites. Mm-hmm. We're part of the Elejano Association. So our building is specifically on 4 acres, and we've been there since 2016. And we've been doing really, really good for ourselves. We are a smaller community, so we're more Ohana-oriented. We have studios, 1 bedrooms and 2 bedrooms, where many amenities are included in that monthly base rate, just so that we can take care of all those menial tasks and Kupuna residents can focus, you know, on their new hobbies or what they like doing, because in the end of the day, this is, you know, their golden years. Mm-hmm. And so we really want to, for them to continue to enjoy what makes them happy.
So, you know, it's been about almost 10 years, right, roughly.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, you folks have, you know, you've grown. I mean, a lot of people know who you are. Are you pretty much occupied fully right now? And are you looking for, or are you looking for more residents?
Well, for the last 2 years, we've actually grown. So yes, yeah. We currently have a wait list on all the floor plans.
Okay.
So for the studios right now, it's approximately a 3-month wait.
Okay.
The 1 bedrooms, at one point, it was 1.5 years, but it's kind of decreased. It's around 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
For the 2 bedrooms, it's about 5 to 7 years.
Okay.
And so what's nice about our wait list as well, because we do have different options, you know, if someone's not ready, we totally understand. And so if there's any apartments that we offer to the waitlist residents that become available, then of course they're available for immediate move-ins.
Mm-hmm.
So of course we're always looking for residents, right? Because we want to help them in this next stage of their life.
Mm-hmm.
But our occupancy currently ranges between 96% to 100%.
Yeah, which I'm not surprised, right? I mean, aside from your community, there's not a whole lot out there in terms of a senior facility that's available. Right.
Right. That offers the same kind of services that mm-hmm. we do, you know, independent living, assisted living, and memory care.
Right.
I mean, Kapolei has grown tremendously. So there is a mm-hmm. veterans home that's opening off mm-hmm. of Farrington Highway across from Walmart. And it looks like it's going to be a beautiful community. And I think it's really filling in the gap for those who are veterans, because those right. are the ones that need a lot of help as well. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And Kapolei is growing with a lot of single family homes and affordable senior living. And so we're trying to touch all of the points of what Kupuna really need in that area.
Now, interestingly, you broke it down to those different levels of studios, 1 bedroom, 2 bedrooms, and it sounds like 2 bedrooms may be of highest demand.
Yes.
What would you attribute that to?
Well, I would say, one, it's the largest square footage,
mm-hmm.
and so a lot of couples, you know, or, you know, just residents in general, everyone is downsizing
yeah.
when they're moving from their single family homes into senior living.
Right.
And so they collect a lot of antiques over time as well. And so they just want the most square footage. Unfortunately, we only have 3 2-bedrooms within our community,
oh,
one on each floor.
Yeah.
And so it is in high demand. So a lot of people who are interested in the 2 bedrooms, they usually join the wait list earlier mm-hmm. so that they can continue to wait for one to open.
So that's a call out to all the developers out there.
Mm-hmm.
There needs to be more inventory.
Yes, of course.
Or a senior storage mm-hmm. facility close by, right?
Right, right, right.
Temporarily put all your memorabilia and so forth. But that is true. I mean, there's just a high demand,
mm-hmm.
you know. So, and then you have your 1 bedrooms, which are also in demand. In your 1 bedroom, I'm curious, would it be, you know, a couple in a 1 bedroom, or is it typically a single? How does that work?
Both.
Yeah.
So it just depends what someone's looking for. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, what's good about Ulima too is we're the only fully licensed assisted living facility on the island. So mm-hmm. each apartment is licensed for assisted living. So that means couples can stay together despite differences in level of care. And that also means if residents need a higher care level down the road or they go from independent to assisted living, they don't need to keep moving to different floors or different apartments. They stay put. And so whatever they're comfortable with, a lot of the times if they're going to have a lot of guests, then they're going to be more comfortable in the one bedroom. But you do see more couples entering a one bedroom versus a single resident.
You know, and I also thought that was interesting that you would have independent living on certain floors, assisted living on certain floors, mm-hmm. and then memory care on certain floors. How is it that you were able to integrate that?
So what's nice is memory care is in a separate part of the building, okay? Because they have to be in a secure part of the building because those are for residents whose dementia has progressed tremendously. They're starting to wander mm-hmm. pace and we mm-hmm. want them to be safe.
Right.
And so for us, yeah, we don't have separate floors for independent living and assisted living. But it's because we have such a low turnover for associates. So mm-hmm. we're able to do that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, since we opened, a lot of our associates have been with us since day one, from nursing, dining, wellness, and so on. And so because we have such a high staff retention rate, we're able to accommodate, you know, the residents' needs. Mm-hmm. So our nursing station is located on the second floor. There's always going to be a clinical team on site. Same with dining. We do all day dining. There's no set meal times or seating arrangements because mm-hmm. we have such a low turnover for associates. So mm-hmm. I think mm-hmm. that plays a huge role in our business model.
So basically, by being able to retain good staff, mm-hmm. you can have and facilitate this mix of independent assisted living throughout mm-hmm. the building.
Yes, of course.
Well, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, Kylie, when we come back, I want you to share a little bit more of the lifestyle of living at Ulima Lehano, you know, what services you guys have, and really give our listeners a flavor for what it's like to be there in that community. So we'll talk more about that right after this commercial break.
We'll be back with more Kupuna Wiki right after this.
Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors assists clients in buying and selling their homes by striving to create an easy and seamless transition. With multiple awards spanning most transactions of the year, Client Service Award, and being in the top 100 realtors, Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors wants to provide you with excellent service and care when making a major life decision. Over the years, their agents have greatly enjoyed serving each and every one of their clients as if they were family. Whether you're a first-time homeowner or a senior, they understand the challenges and complexities of the real estate process and want to help you every step of the way. Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors wants to provide you with the most information so you can make the best decision. Because as they like to say, real estate is about choice. Contact Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors today for a free in-person property valuation by calling 753-9033 or email them clientservice@choicehi.com.
Welcome back to Kupuna Wiki on AM 690, The Answer.
Welcome back. If you just joined us, we're talking about senior housing. And in studio, we have Kylie Maneja, Sales Director at Ulima at Lehano Senior Living. And Kylie, you know, it was a great setup into this segment about the community, because when you say resort-style living, mm-hmm. I mean, that's like hotels, you know? Like,
right.
Like once you come in, you don't want to leave, mm-hmm. right? So, can you share a little bit with us, with our listeners, what it's like to be a resident there?
Yeah, of course. So when I say resort style living and you just compared it to hotel living, it is like living in a hotel. And, you know, some people that come in for tours, they kind of compare it to a cruise ship as well.
Oh.
And so all of the amenities are available because, like I said earlier, we want to take care of those menial tasks so that the Kupuna residents can focus on, you know, new hobbies or their interests or what they love doing. Mm-hmm. And so what's included is restaurant style dining. Our dining room is on the ground floor. The menu changes every single day. And actually, the food is really good. It's plated nicely. It's fine dining, but they don't need to dress up if they don't want to, of course, because we don't want them to stress out on finding a gown or anything for the evening. What's also included is weekly housekeeping with linen service, transportation services for personal or medical needs, resident activities all the way from morning to evening. And so what we try to focus on is really providing five-star service across the board, whether it be nursing, wellness, activities, and so on. And so it really is like a resort. It looks like a resort. And like I said, this is their golden year, so they really deserve it.
Yeah, so it sounds like all they need to do is just bring their toothbrush.
Yeah, exactly. Some toothbrush, some soap, and that's it.
So I know with senior communities, there may be some diet restrictions, due to from their prescribed by their doctors. So when folks have those restrictions, can you folks customize to those, or how does that work? I mean, you mentioned that, the restaurant is like fine dining, it's plated for them, but based off of the menu, like if something needs to be tweaked, can that be possible?
Absolutely. So we always have to follow physician orders, and that includes dietary restrictions. So if anyone needs their food minced or they need it pureed, we have also low sodium options, then we do provide that option for them. And what's nice about dining too is it's not only for residents, but it's for their guests. So guests don't need to make reservations before coming in, especially for special occasions like Christmas, New Year's, Thanksgiving. We want the families to join them because in that end of the day, this is their home. But absolutely, if anything needs to be tweaked, then we'll always do that for the residents.
And I like what you said about transportation as well, because they don't, because I've seen you get your vehicles out on the road.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so it definitely is there. But what is it like? So say they could stay at the community, but what if they wanted to explore, right? I mean, Kapolei, like you said, second city. What if they wanted to explore the city? How does that process work?
Yeah, so we do provide transportation. For Ilima specifically, we do have our large shuttle bus, which you've probably seen. We also have an Ilima minivan and a sedan. So we have three options for the residents. And so we do personal errands, or we also take them to medical appointments anywhere on the island. And so scheduled transportation, it just needs to be scheduled 24 hours in advance. And so what's nice about the wellness team too is they take the residents for bus excursions at least 1 to 2 times per week, and they go all over the island. So they go to Ko'olina, Maile Beach Park, Sandy's. They had a picnic at Kualoa Park before. And so it's really what the residents want to do, because at one point too, our residents were interested in doing bakery tours, and so we did take them to different bakeries. And of course we love it, right? Because they bring back a box and we're always like, oh, what did you bring back for us? And so it's really fun for them, because our main goal is not only for them to feel safe, but to enjoy a quality, high quality of life during this time.
It's fun that you guys are actually able to get out and about and just not cooped up in the rooms.
No.
That's part of the lifestyle component, right?
Yeah, of course. Because even for us, we try to touch on all the dimensions of wellness, right? Spiritual, physical, emotional, and so on. And so it's really important for them to continue to be engaged versus isolated. So we continue to thrive in that sense.
I'm thinking about your, how you said there's a wait list. Any plans for expansion?
I keep asking, but it's really hard to build in Hawaii too. And so we still own a lot closest to our memory care. So of course it's always in the talks, but we still have to keep the metrics and pull reports to see if it's going to be beneficial to everyone. Hopefully that will be in the works in the future.
And for our listeners out there, I mean, obviously, if there's a wait list and it's such a desired community, pricing must not be crazy. Can you share a little bit about what the prices are at Li'ilima?
Yeah, of course. And, you know, as everyone knows, cost of living in Hawaii is higher versus the mainland, right? Sure. So right now, for a studio, you're looking at anywhere between $8,100 to $8,400 per month. For one bedrooms, they start off at $9,500, but they can go up to about $9,900 per month. Mm-hmm. For the two bedrooms, it's around $10,600 per month. And so, you know, we do accept long-term care insurance for those that have it. Mm-hmm. But a lot of the residents, what they tend to do is they end up selling their homes in the end of the day in order to fund for senior living.
And then, I mean, it's all inclusive. So, you know, when you add up, you know, your market rents plus your cost of living, that's pretty much on par.
Yeah, it is.
It's not extravagant.
No, it is. And that's what we really have to focus on, right? Because it is all inclusive. So they don't need to go shopping anymore because they don't need to cook anymore. Right. They don't need to be worried about little things or even property taxes and stuff like that. And so it is all inclusive because we try to make it easier for them. So it is comparable, especially to staying at home, because if you stay at home and you need assistance and hire caregivers as well, it actually comes out more expensive. And, you know, with a high turnover rate with a lot of caregiving agencies, too, it's really hard to keep that consistent schedule for them. So what I've seen, especially in my experience for the last 5 years, is, you know, senior living comes out better for a lot of residents who are looking for the entire package.
Kylie, you know, we talked a little bit about the community of Kapolei and, you know, Eva Plains. What are your thoughts as far as the demographics? Obviously, there's a demand, right, for senior living. But how do you see that playing out? Do you see maybe people using a lot more in-home care services due to the lack of housing? Maybe developing more housing? What are your thoughts as far as that landscape overall?
Well, you know, Kapolei is the second city. So what I'm seeing is a lot of single-family homes being built.
Okay.
But with that comes, you know, with the adult children, they want their parents close by as well. And so even those that are moving from the mainland are moving to Hawaii to join their adult children if they are from the mainland. And so, you know, there are going to be more kupuna homes being built, whether there's affordable senior living. But I don't see another need for, I would say, like assisted living or memory care, even though there is a shortage across the board in Hawaii. So it just depends what people are looking for, because some people do choose to have in-home caregivers, but after a certain time, what they're doing is they're actually moving into different facilities. Because as you guys know too, you know, with Hawaii, there's various care homes or arches.
Right.
And so some people tend to move into there. Some people tend to move into senior living communities if they want the full resort style living. But what's really nice is, like I said earlier, is now they're building that veterans home to fill in the gaps for veterans.
Right. So it sounds like, I mean, there's definitely a mix of options for people, right? You do have the larger communities like Ilime Lahano. You do have the care homes or the adult residential care homes. Then you have in-home services, right? Non-medical in-home services and some other, you know, public-private partnerships. So I think the main thing is to know that, hey, there are options. But if they, let's say, go to Ilime Lehano and had a consultation, somebody like yourself, because you have knowledge of these things, I mean, you could provide some, you know, planning,
right?
As far as, okay, is now the right time? Or should you maybe wait a year or two, right? And then you kind of tie in the budgetary aspects, like you just mentioned on the costs of the housing.
Right.
So I think it's a really good idea. I mean, if anyone does have any questions just on the concept of senior housing and maybe what to do next, to call up Kylie and she can help advise you in that regard, right?
Yeah, I can absolutely help. And what's nice about, you know, calling me is if Ilima is not a good fit, I try to help them as best I can, right?
Right.
And so I can refer them to different referral sources or other places if needed. So if anyone needs to contact me, you can text or call me at 808-780-0635 or contact Ilima at Lehano directly, 808-674-8022. We're also very active on social media. So if anyone has Facebook or Instagram, find us at Ilima Seniors.
One more time, Kylie. your number again and Ilima's number just for our listeners?
Yes. So my work cell phone, 808-780-0635. I'm available 7 days a week by text or phone. And also our office phone is 808-674-8022.
We've been speaking with Kylie Maneha. She is a sales director at Ilima Alejano Senior Living. Kylie, we always appreciate you being on our show. Good luck on being a mom to three boys.
Thank you.
And please come back again. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Coming up next, we have our Kupuna Wiki Classic Trivia.
We'll be back with more Kupuna Wiki right after this.
Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors assists clients in buying and selling their homes by striving to create an easy and seamless transition. With multiple awards spanning most transactions of the year, Client Service Award, and being in the top 100 realtors, Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors wants to provide you with excellent service and care when making a major life decision. Over the years, their agents have greatly enjoyed serving each and every one of their clients as if they were family. Whether you're a first-time homeowner or a senior, they understand the challenges and complexities of the real estate process and want to help you every step of the way. Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors wants to provide you with the most information so you can make the best decision. Because as they like to say, real estate is about choice. Contact Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors today for a free in-person property valuation by calling 753-9033 or email them clientservice@choicehi.com.
Welcome back to Kupuna Wiki on AM 690, The Answer.
Kupuna Wiki is a 501c3 Hawaii nonprofit. And if you're ever interested in getting involved either as a volunteer or to contribute financially, we welcome that. Please call 808-792-5188 or email us info@kupunawiki.com. And thank you to all the participants who called to the last week's Kupuna Wiki trivia. And last week's question was, which airline offered the first regular commercial flight from the U.S. mainland to Hawaii? The answer is Pan American Airways. Remember them, Andrew?
Nope.
No, you don't. And this week's Kupuna Wiki trivia question is sponsored by Ilima at Lehano.
A Hawaii resident holds the Guinness World Record for largest collection of what?
For a chance to win a Long's gift card, be the first person to call us with the correct answer at 808-792-5188.
Again, we'd like to thank this segment sponsor, Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors, providing you with the best real estate information so you can make the most informed decisions. As they like to say, real estate is about choice. To contact them, call 808-753-9033.
Well, thanks for joining us today on the Kupuna Wiki Radio Show, Hawaii Senior Resource. We try to make sure our seniors are informed and supported every step of the way. Again, I'm Brandon.
And I'm Andrew.
And we'll see you back next time on the Kupuna Wiki Radio Show.
You've been listening to the Kupuna Wiki Radio Program. If you'd like more information about today's topics, please call us at 792-5188. That's 792-5188. Or visit us online at kupunawiki.com. Until next time, aloha.
The preceding program was sponsored by Kupuna Wiki, Hawaii's senior resource.